Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord that He watches over us to the good. Because I know that He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Can you understand what that means? How He's watching over every individual with a glorious plan for their life, which can be revealed only if we yield to the Lord. Now, the Lord told me years ago, back in the early 90s, that the biggest problem in the church is His people don't follow Him. He is there to lead us and guide us. He is there to help us find the best plan for our lives. Wise people make a plan for their life. They think about what they want to do, and then they pray for it and they do it. And that's better than being aimless. Because my pastor said once that when they finish a ship on the dry dock, once they get it moving toward the water, it's easier for them to guide it the way they want it to go once it's in motion. So the Lord has to work around us. We don't always know that we can just ask and then receive an answer and then we can go straight to the point. The Lord has given us illustrations all throughout the Word of God. Now, when the Hebrews left Egypt and they wandered in the wilderness 40 years, it was actually an 11-day journey from where they were to where they were going, or 11-week journey. It wasn't far away, but they didn't train and learn God's ways. They would have been in the promised land within a year or two, but they didn't. They still held on to the ways of the world, the world's slow way of thinking. You know, Egypt was in their heart, the ways of Egypt. The ways of their taskmasters. I've said that, see, authority figures shape the way you see God. So people are raised by their parents, in most cases, and they're the first authority figures in their life, you know. And it shapes the way that they see God. And then our parents have interruptions. Sometimes people are born and their mother dies, and they're raised by their father. That changes the dynamic. The father may remarry. That's a different dynamic. But when people look to the Lord about how to make the best of things, and they do it in the sight of children, you know, every time people are challenged, if they love God at all, they'll go and pray and the Lord will give them wisdom and help them see the way to go. And then the child know that they can rely on the Lord. Well, the taskmasters of Egypt, the parents feared them in some cases. And sometimes the parents resented them, but they were resenting an authority figure. That's why they were so fast to think that the Lord brought us out here to die. That's the kind of thing that the taskmasters would do. That's the kind of things that Pharaoh would have done. And that those old thoughts interfered with what would have been new to them. And it was very difficult for them to make the transition. And so it is with anybody that's wounded and has a hard start. But nevertheless, the Lord knows what to do. Anybody can look to Him at that will. You don't have to wait till you get in a crisis. But sometimes in a crisis, you feel like, well, I don't have anything else to lose. And they ask the Lord for help, and then He jumps on them. He helps them out. And all they got to do then is remember where the help came from. And they'll mount up against that next challenge and win. But the Lord can show you not only things to get you out of a crisis or the best way to go. He can give you wisdom throughout your life. Whatever you do, if you finish school, if you're an engineer, you went to school, now you're an engineer, and they're going to do something very difficult that's never been done before, and your engineering team, you know, they want the best. They want the best. They want to provide the best contract. You know, they want the contract to build this super bridge or whatever it is. And this is going to be difficult. All right, now you are the engineer on the team. You have a relationship with the Lord. Go ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth, give you witty inventions and wisdom. And then when you share it with the team, now some people are going to disagree or whatever, but move Satan out of the way. Not the people, Satan. Tell Satan that you can't interfere against the wisdom of God. And then the Lord will use your idea. He'll guide you. He'll give you good planning that will save lives in the future. See, sometimes our success is not just for us, it's for others too. God thinks of everybody. And you gotta, if you start thinking like him, you'll start thinking about everybody involved. So when you do these things, it works. God can give you wisdom. You know, your children go to school and they have their challenges. Talk to them and see what the challenges are and pray for them. And you can move Satan out of their path. And you can give them the wisdom of God and train them to pray and ask the Lord for help along the course of their life. See, the only reason people don't enjoy the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and it's not, most people don't preach on it right. Or they don't, most people don't preach on it at all. Very few people preach on following God. And more preachers are talking about it than ever. But I remember when this message used to get a sideways look. People love their own will. And they feel challenged to yield themselves to God, to write God a blank check. They don't want to, you know, they feel challenged to write God a blank check. That's what you're doing when you follow him. You're trusting him with everything. But remember, God gave everything just to save you. Look around. Jesus didn't get married and have a family. He died for you, for me. He didn't leave a generation of his own. He gave up everything for the perfect will of God. We are his brothers and sisters in Christ. We are his family. We are his bride. Just like a man loves his wife, that's how Jesus loves his church. And we can give up everything for him. But when we do, but whatever we yield to the Lord, he's going to do just like the little boy's lunch. Brother Horton brought that out so perfect. I saw so many things that day. And it's on the website called Classic. It's on the Living Letters page. I mean, not Living. The first and second audio page. You can listen to it for yourself, called Classic. Let's put it at the top so everybody can hear what inspired me to go to the next level. The Lord loves us. And sometimes a fresh word from the right person at the right time is just it's the order of the day. You know, I believe in giving, appreciating the people of God. As you follow God, he'll use who you want to. Don't restrict him. Some people restrict the Lord. They won't listen to certain people because they're too old or they're too young or a different race or maybe a man or a woman and they got a hang up, maybe a child. See, people that do that, they miss out on some of the elements they need. But when you yield yourself to the Lord, you don't care. When you hear the voice of your father, you hear the voice of your father. And you yield yourself. But what he said, we take everything we have and give it to Jesus and he'll bless it. He'll bless it. And then he'll multiply it back to you. And when and I had to preach out to him. I didn't want him to stop. I wanted him to keep going. And he did this. This was one of the most powerful messages I ever received. Because it was so, I saw so many things in the Holy Spirit as he ministered. But anyway, it helped. And you can build your life with the Word of God. So when you go forward in life, yielding to the Lord, he's going to help you solve some of the grandest problems that most people wouldn't think. And it'll be the most simplest way to do it. And people will wonder, why didn't I see that? Just like you. When you receive wisdom from God, you'll say, wow. You feel like you should have known that when he pointed out. I'm glad I don't have to live without the guidance of God. When the Lord first called me to the ministry, I didn't know all these things. I was like, why are you asking me to preach to your people and I don't know what I'm doing? I felt challenged until he gave me what to say. And that's when I got interested. And I learned to yield. Now, in ministry, I've done what God gave me because I relied on it. But I didn't rely on him in every area of my life until later on, much later on. And I made a pretty good mess of things. I made decisions that didn't help me. And this is the other thing. In business, the Lord was trying to help me do better. And I wanted to yield to him, but I was in the habit of doing it my way. A habit can be a terrible, it can be a bless or a curse. Or it can be a bless or a curse. And on the ministry things, I did what God said and everything worked beautifully. But in business, it took a lot longer for me to get there. But what I'm saying to you, every portion of your life, every part of your life, the more you yield, the better it'll be. You know, limitations are there. If you were born in this world, raised in this world, and learned from this world, it takes time to get rid of limitations. But with God, all things are possible. See, these are the last days. God only has moments to do what he's going to do. He's about to split the sky and return. So, whatever we have left to work with, the Lord can accelerate things. And that was prophesied too, that would be an acceleration. Some things will happen not just for you, but to help you get on board with God so he can bless you to bless others. But whatever he guides you to do, you know, you still got to try the spirits and you still, you know, receive the word. To make this easy, fill your heart with God's word. Believe his word. Believe what he gave you to do. Believe in everything that he's saying. If you're not certain enough, if you don't feel like you're certain enough to follow through, ask for confirmations, but stay in faith. Because the Lord always answered me, and he always added to what I was doing as long as I was in faith about it. It's perfectly fine to ask for confirmations. And the Lord will cause people. Don't go around asking people what they think. That's one of the worst things you can do. Pray for confirmations, and the Lord may show you somebody's face. And listen to what they have to say. He may have you to go and talk with somebody. See, don't limit him. I said, don't go around asking people. Let the Lord guide you to who you need to talk to. Or he may cause them to say what you need. Or he may guide you to hold a conversation with them and they'll say what you need. And he might just have you to ask them for a certain point. Ask them, you know, what they think on a certain point. And he'll cause them to say what you need. But you're going to get your confirmation. Gideon, he put out fleeces to get a confirmation. That's all you're doing. I ask for confirmations all the time. There are some things I put on the shelf And I listened. And then when the Lord confirmed it, then I got my confirmation. And the Lord told me some hard things before. But if God said it, it's important. I don't throw it away. Because that sometimes the guidance is not pretty. Sometimes he'll tell you things that's going to happen. It could be, you know, he just like with Henry Gruber, he showed him America being attacked. America has aborted their children, and they knew better. They knew not to. They had a reference of God. Now, every nation that do this will be judged. But when you hold the truth in unrighteousness, you're going to be judged. It can't be stopped. But it could be delayed. And see, when people started praying, it was delayed. Even though it was delayed, it mounted up. Because people wouldn't repent. But everybody who repented and turned from their wicked ways, God was able to get them out of harm's way. The judgments are going to be, it's going to happen. Russia's going to attack with China. People will say, well, that's not logical for them to start a war. No, it's not. But remember, in the last days which we're living in, John saw three spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the world leaders. They got their influence by Satan, by demons. And that those demons are going to take peace from the earth. They're going to think of all kinds of things. And the war will be started. And it's not going to be stopped because of wickedness. Now, when God guides you into all truth, some things are going to happen because the people have put things in motion. And the Lord has given you the heads up so you can move out of the way, so that you can help people. There are some people that can avoid the problem. You know, Henry Gruber, he taught these things for years, since 86. And now people in California, the Lord told them to move. And they got out of harm's way because they were warned. You listen to the prophet, you prosper. Somebody will say, well, it hadn't happened yet, but they're not there. They won't be destroyed by it. And also, the fact that they obeyed God gave other people a reference. And it causes people to pray. And God can do something. God thinks of everything. He knows what it takes to get people's attention. Now, every time people get saved, it changes the dynamics of the order of things. Every time people start following God. Remember, it took 10 men. If that would have been 10 righteous men in Sodom and in Gomorrah, living in those areas, God could have spared those cities from being destroyed. But they didn't have 10 righteous men. So it had to be destroyed. Lot was taken out. And he and his wife and his two daughters. And his wife looked back and died. Came a pillar of salt. So it's important to obey the Lord and follow him. He will guide you into all truth. Yielding to him is the key. When you yield to the Lord, you learn things while your attention is on him. You learn that you can trust him. You learn you can't be defeated. You learn that you can win. You learn that you can go forward. You learn all kinds of wonderful things. You learn the wisdom of God. That's why I say he thinks of everything. I get amazed at how things turn out after I obey him. And the problems that I've avoided because I obeyed him. And I thank him for all that he's given me. I thank him for my wife. I have a good marriage. And I love my wife. And she loves me. You have to thank him for the things that's right in your life. And never complain against them. People can be gifts from God. And if you follow him, you can go forward and not backwards. You can do the things that's necessary, and you can see what you normally couldn't see. See, God knows a good heart. When people of a good heart hear the word of God, they want more. They say, oh, I didn't see that before. And God knows, he looks beyond what people are doing. He's always looking at the heart. He studies the heart. And then, some people, if they had the right information, they would love everybody and go forward. God is after that kind of sincerity. And I want to see him move in and throughout your life. Because he loves us so much. The Lord's return is so sudden. So a lot of things are going to happen immediately that don't normally happen. And I thank the Lord for everything he's doing. But yielding is the key. You're going to see God mightily move. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.